On the show today, we have Consumer Credit Union's very own Lynn Jarman Johnson talking about their really cool podcast that they created 75 episodes ago called Money I'm Home. Really cool stuff here and lots to learn as well if you're thinking about starting up a podcast at your credit union. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Lynn Jarman Johnson from Consumers Credit Union. How are you, Lynn?
Oh, just really, really good. You know, the sun is shining and people can go safely outside, so can't be better here in Michigan.
Indeed. It's good that things are gradually opening up and we get to enjoy the outdoors. And as long as we're safe, doing it safely,
yes.
Really good to do that. So it's just, yeah, it's kind of a nice little release. So anyway, speaking of something really cool, I mean, I'm a big fan of Credit Union Podcast. I'm a big fan of podcasts in general. I mean, who isn't these days? But I came across your podcast, went, oh, this is different. So, and it's called Money I'm Home. I love taking off, honey, I'm home, money I'm home.
It is.
What a great take on words there. So tell me about this podcast. What makes it unique? What's it all about and what makes it unique for us?
Well, about a year ago, we started brainstorming about how we could do a podcast that would not only be for our members, but also the community. And so that's really what we did. It's called Money I'm Home, from finance to fitness.
Yeah.
And we do everything from celebrating our local charities that we partner with, to very focused, intense conversations that we had during COVID. Mm-hmm. So it really is a way to help people smile on the days that they need to smile, but really get great information about how to bank during difficult times.
And so how often, for folks out there who may not be familiar with it, how often do they come out and where can they find it?
So we air every Sunday. We launch every Sunday, both in Google Play and also in Apple, the iTunes store. And just search Money I'm Home. You'll find us right away. And we air every single week. Now, during COVID, we did special broadcasts that would air on Sunday and Wednesdays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very focused on a lot of the business PPP programming, because mm-hmm. We did that. And so yeah. I'll tell you, that was really the cool part of being able to design the program to different topics, depending on what the need is out in the community.
Yeah. What kind of feedback have you gotten from members, or even, I'm sure even maybe non-members are listening as well, I would think. So, because
this is really good information. Yeah, we do. It's been so much fun. You know, our main topics that people seem to really love and share the most are nonprofit charitable events. That we have, because we focus and dig down deep on not just the event, but the cause and the reason. Mm-hmm. So we utilize mostly our volunteer organizations, but also then our team members inside consumers that have a strong passion for that. That's been amazing to see listeners from all over the world. So it's really wow. Kind of like you're kind of taken aback when yeah. You see the map, you know?
Yeah.
But so that's really cool. But I think what we're most proud of is that, well, number one, it's very consistent. We intentionally said, let's put it out on Sunday. People driving into work, who knew COVID would happen? You know, driving into work would be able to immediately listen on their way into work. And that seems to have really resonated well with our audience.
Right on. And so you guys are set. I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but you're about 75 episodes in. Is that correct?
And yep. So we've done them every single week, no matter what, rain or shine. It's very, the topics have been so wide ranging. And I think that's what's cool. You know, we really do focus on the fact that you can get your own personal financial self in shape, but your body in shape. Mm-hmm. Consumers is an elite national 101 best and brightest company. We focus very strongly on health and wellness, not only for your internal life, but externally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been very helpful, because it allows us to really tackle some issues or give solutions that people really, really, that's coming from a credit union or a bank. Really? Why do you care? And those really are the highest listened to podcasts. So.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. And so have there been any episodes that has stood? I mean, I know they're all really good, but have any, anything stood out for you guys? Anything, any surprises or anything like that?
Well, I think the surprise came when COVID happened, and we had to take all of our podcasting, which had been done face-to-face, and turn it into webinars and WebExes like we're doing right now, Mike. And And at first there was a real leeriness about that. We're very, you know, concerned about quality. But I think what ended up happening was so many more people could come on because it was in the comfort of their location.
Yeah.
So that taught us a really great lesson that it's not sometimes about face-to-face. Although, you know, you and I both know some of the interviews that we've had the greatest impact with are those when someone really tells their honest, true story. And sometimes that leads to some tears, especially when you're talking about finances and being able to turn your life around. It's something that's very personal for individuals, but when they tell their story, that face-to-face can't be beat. But so that was a kind of a surprise that, wow, people really like to do it remote.
It's so easy now. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Like you said before that at the top of the show, the technology has made it so easy. This is kind of like second nature now. Although I have to agree with you, I love the in-person interviews as well. But this is pretty good too. So good stuff. I want to step back for a second here. And so what kind of sparked this idea? What started this idea 75 episodes ago?
Well, we really believe that people need to bank how they want, when they want, but they also need to learn how they want, when they want. And so with new technology and digital, there's so many things that you have to learn about how to bank. You know, how do I remote deposit capture, take that picture of that check and upload it? Yep. So it really started with that style of thought. How can we tell a story a different way? And some people like to learn. I love this. My training education VP says all the time, you learn five ways. And when you learn five ways, you will have it sink in. So you can't just give a content in one specific way. And that would be, okay, this is a blog. And so what we've done is we've taken it and we've created another tool to use. And then the neat part about it is we now transcribe each one of them. And so those turn into blogs too.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's a way for marketing to multi-content, but then also help people learn the way that they choose to learn.
Yeah. We make it so easy now with all these different channels. You can watch the video, you can listen to it in audio, you can read it on a transcript, all sorts of, it's fabulous nowadays for sure. And so I want to get back to your credit union. So how do you see this benefiting your credit union?
Well, consumers has always been innovative and we've been very fast on the tape when it comes to technology. So this was just another way to utilize technology in a way that our members would like in our community. So to give a great example, we had Brian Kelly, who is the Michigan, the president of the Michigan SBAM Association, which is a small business administration. Mm-hmm. We were the first credit union to offer the PPP loans here in Michigan and became a microsite of information, and that really kicked it off. His podcast explaining to businesses why you really do need to apply for these PPP loans was something that people were a little reticent about, and instead we jumped in with both feet. We now have interactive tellers in every one of our drive-thrus, so that allowed us to go remote immediately when we needed to. But then there's the education on how to utilize an interactive teller in a fearful society of touching objects and what you can do. So the podcast helped us do that. We had many multiple sessions with information about the how to do something. And you can show things easily in a blog, right, or in a video. But when you're listening, sometimes it just makes people smile because they hear a voice they know. Mm-hmm. They hear a teller that they understand and have seen face to face. So we use every single person that we can in consumers to help us tell our story. And some people are a little reticent of the camera, so they love the podcast.
excellent. Oh my gosh, how funny. So what goals do you, what do you want to achieve with this podcast? What goals have you guys set out for the credit?
Well, I do think COVID changed the goals a little bit. I mean, we definitely want to continue to focus on our community and make sure that we are giving information about, you know, what's new that's going on. But I think what it also did was really realize that we also can be leaders and should be leaders in helping people get to the next level in this really unique time that we're all in. Yeah. So a lot of it is emotional. We're doing, conversations with the Mental Health Foundation and helping people understand that it's okay to be scared and that ask questions and be transparent. And so those issues are not easily talked about sometimes, but when you do, really shine a light on those conversations, it changes how people think about your relationship and helps trust and build that trust, which is so important for credit unions and in the financial industry.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, anywhere you can make a change or impact somebody's life, for sure. And these are definitely doing it. So, and again, where can folks find them? So they're on Apple.
It's Money I'm Home, and it's on Apple iTunes and Google Play. And we have subscribers. We'd love you to subscribe too. Yeah. Some are local, information, but there's always a golden nugget you can glean to help you in your business or in your life.
Okay. Any cool episodes coming up that we should know about as well? Any teasers, Lynn?
I'll give you a teaser for Father's Day. Okay. So our business development officer, manager, if this is going to air before Father's Day,
yeah, I'll put it out there.
we are going to be interviewing Jeff, who is a brand new father of twins.
Oh, hey.
And, and he's going to come on and talk to us about what life has been like, especially with it happening during a really strange time. If there's any sleep going on in the house, but also, really
no.
balancing.
no. There's
balancing
no sleep.
Work
that comes
and,
here. No sleep.
I know. So that'll be fun.
Oh, awesome. Well, if he needs any advice, tell him to give me a shout. My twins are 9 years old now, and so we've been
there. Oh, my goodness.
There.
I do remember that, Mike. That's great. I'm going to send them your way.
Yeah, I'm happy to give him any advice he needs. But again, that's doozy. Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations to him. I look forward to the podcast, too, and we'll put it all in the show notes and stuff. So great, great stuff here, Lynn. Anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom? Maybe even some advice for other folks who want to start a podcast? What advice do you
have? Sure. Yeah, one of the things to do is not be afraid. That's the first thing. Don't be afraid, especially if you're someone who thinks, I don't want to host it. Step out of that comfort zone, okay? And maybe what you can do is actually talk with people in a podcast first to get kind of the hang of it.
Yeah.
Or do a lot of webinars and get the hang of being able to speak on camera. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. But then make it a team effort. Constantly ask for content. We ask every single show for people to send information in, and they do. And so for us, it's a team building approach too. So, definitely do that. And don't be afraid also to ask the questions about the technology.
Yeah.
So now that technology has changed and it's easier to do, your biggest goal is audio. Okay, and see, somebody is doing construction above me. And Steve, did you hear that? Now, isn't that funny? We just talked about audio, but that's very important. So know what you want to do when you set it up and use the right tools for yourself.
Yeah, the technology has gotten so good, and it's so easy to do now. It's just amazing. So really good stuff. All right, Lynn. Well, thank you so much for this. Congratulations on the success of your podcast, Money on Home.
And,
look forward to some more cool stuff from you guys. Well done.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate talking to you today.
Oh, you're welcome. Likewise.